Federal employees went back to work last week following the end of the government shutdown. But just hours later, one government scientist was told she was being put on leave until further notice. She believes it's retaliation for her criticism of President Trump. NPR's Andrea Hsu reports.
The morning after Congress voted to reopen the government, Jenna Norton returned to work at the National Institutes of Health.
At 7:15 at my normal time.
She had a team meeting, caught up on some emails, and then just after 2, a notice arrived from HR informing her that she was being put on paid leave, not for any disciplinary purpose, the notice said, but Norton strongly believes otherwise. She went on TikTok to explain.
I strongly suspect it is because I have been speaking up in my personal capacity about the harms that I've been witnessing inside the National Institutes of Health.
Norton has been at NIH for more than a decade. She's been deeply alarmed by the funding cuts and the mass firings of staff at the agency this year. In public statements and media interviews, she warned that the Trump administration was politicizing research and canceling studies, putting the health of participants at risk. She spoke to NPR just after the shutdown began.
I feel like I have this front row seat to the destruction of our democracy. You know, we are seeing it in real time with a president who is asking us to do things that are illegal and harmful to the American public.
The Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees NIH, did not respond to NPR's questions about why Norton was placed on leave and instead issued a statement calling her a radical leftist. Now, there are a number of other civil servants who have likewise been sidelined after speaking out. Two government attorneys who enforced fair housing laws got termination notices after raising the alarm about the dismantling of their work. An Agriculture Department worker is on leave facing termination after warning about disruptions to food assistance programs during the shutdown. Speaking on Friday, Jenna Norton says she knew she might face consequences eventually.
I was not totally caught off guard, but at the same time, I did not expect it to happen yesterday.
Now, Norton believes her speech is protected under the First Amendment. She points to a 1968 Supreme Court decision that found public employees can speak on matters of public concern as long as it doesn't disrupt government operations. She also knows federal employees have whistleblower rights. Still, she says she was never under the impression that her rights would be respected, given the tactics the Trump administration has used to shrink the government. But
I also recognized that if you don't assert your rights because you're afraid or because you're demoralized or for whatever reason, then you've already given them up. You've let them be taken away.
Something Jenna Norton says she's determined not to do. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.